From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Israel accused of deadly airstrike. Israel allegedly responsible for assassinating a senior commander from the Lebanese guerrilla group Hezbollah. Robert Berger reports from Jerusalem.
Hezbollah says one of its top operatives, Samir Kuntar, was killed in an Israeli airstrike near the Syrian capital, Damascus. The group said two Israeli warplanes violated Syrian airspace and fired four long-range missiles at an apartment building. Kuntar was killed along with eight other people in the attack. In 1979, Kuntar carried out a notorious terrorist attack in Israel. He spent nearly 30 years in an Israeli prison before being released in a prisoner swap. Israel did not officially comment on the alleged assassination and stopped short of claiming responsibility. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
An Air France flight was forced to make an emergency landing in Kenya after a suspicious device was found in a lavatory. It turned out to be a false alarm. The Boeing 777 was headed to Paris from Mauritius when a passenger noticed something that looked like a stopwatch mounted on a box. The plane made an emergency landing at the airport in the Kenyan city of Mombasa. All 459 passengers and 14 crew were safely evacuated. Kenyan police questioned six passengers over the incident, including the man who reported the package. Chinese state media say 59 people remain missing after an enormous landslide hit an industrial park in southern China, burying 22 buildings, including two workers' dormitories. Officials say four people were rescued from the debris, three of them with minor injuries. This is VOA News. Hundreds of people protested in New Delhi against the release Sunday of the youngest person convicted in the fatal 2012 gang rape of a woman that sparked international outrage and led to changes to the country's rape laws. Among those protesting were the parents of the woman who was beaten and raped by six men aboard a bus. Police said the youngest attacker, then only 17 years old, was the most brutal of the rapists, who beat their victim with an iron rod before sexually assaulting her. The teenager was sentenced to 3 years of detention, the maximum penalty allowed. Police say the convict, now 20, was handed over to a charitable organization. An official in Afghanistan's Helmand province took the unusual route of contacting President Ashraf Ghani Sunday, warning on Facebook that his region was standing on the brink of falling to the Taliban unless urgent action is taken. Mohammed John Russell Yar, the deputy governor of Helmand province, told Mr. Ghani that 90 Afghan security force members had been killed over the past 2 days in the region that British and U.S. troops struggled to control for years. The province is a pivotal Taliban base as it produces most of the world's opium. UN-brokered peace talks for Yemen are expected to end Sunday after 6 days of negotiations backed by an often violated ceasefire. The talks in Geneva deal with the ongoing fighting between pro-government forces and Houthi rebels. Yemeni security officials said Saturday that at least 68 people have been killed in recent days in Hajja province near Yemen's border with Saudi Arabia. The deaths included 40 Houthis and at least 28 government troops, with dozens more wounded on each side. According to the UN, more than 5,800 people have been killed since late last year. Rwanda's National Electoral Commission says practically every voter supports lifting term limits for President Paul Kagame. More than 98% of voters in the referendum chose to change the constitution to allow Mr. Kagame seek another term and potentially rule until 2034. His current term expires in 2017. The newest film in the Star Wars franchise set a box office record for an opening weekend in the United States and Canada. The movie, Star Wars: The Force Awakens, generated $238 million in ticket sales since its release last Thursday. Those figures shatter previous records set by Jurassic World, the fourth film in the Jurassic Park saga. That opened to $208 million in North American sales earlier this year. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.